Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a very special guest in studio here at 303 East Wacker. Jeff Morrow joining us. Morrow Provisions, TV star. He's got a band, Jeff Morrow and the Jewel Bags. Do I have that, Chris?
Wow.
The band's still together?
Wow, that was a deep Google. Look at you.
I saw your performance on the WGN Morning News. Was that last year?
That was last year. Were you in the newsroom when we were rehearsing in the newsroom?
I saw the performance. I was not in the newsroom. But Jeff, we'll get into the best beef tournament bracket. We are down to the championship, sponsored by Morrow Provisions, which if you go to morrowprovisions.com, it's just all the good stuff you love in life. I mean, the jarred, the relishes, pizzas, beef kits, steak kits, all kinds of good stuff, Jeff. Tell us about Morrow Provisions.
Like many dreams, it started at my kitchen island with an idea just to make the stuff I loved growing up to eat, right? I loved eating growing up. I just wanted to make it better, more colorful from a chef's perspective, but also accessible and like normal, like not trying to reinvent what we all grew up loving, right? But just make it better. Because I remember being a kid going to like Caputo's and looking at that vast jardinera aisle, right? And yeah, I would pick, I'd be like, I'd grab the one that was most colorful because that had the most fun things in it. If it wasn't, a lot of these jardineras out there, right? They're green, they're white, they're kind of muddled in color. And I was like, I know that's just going to be spicy. I want flavor and spice. So
when you began the Morrow Provisions journey, how much fun was it for you just to kind of start putting these recipes together and getting it all organized and putting your own mark on some of these? You know, jardinera is the most Chicago thing ever, right? So you get to put the Morrow stamp on it. How much fun was it, or was it not so much fun? What was the process like?
Oh, it's a blast, first of all, but it does get tiring. I mean, you get palate blowout. You know, imagine sitting there trying 7 to 12 different formulas of 3 heat levels of jardinera or rubs or beef or whatever, and it's like 30 minutes into it, you're like, I don't even know where I'm at, let alone what I'm tasting.
I can't feel my face.
Like there's oil coming out of my tear ducts. But it was just a great journey because my goal when I started this 4 years ago, next month will be 4 years old, was to like build it jardinera from the ground up, right? So I had to find a great partner to help me do that and then not just put my name on that label and that label on a, you know, jar. I'm sorry, my voice is hoarse. You did mention the Jeff Brown, the Jewel Bags. We do have a show this Friday night at the famous Fitzgerald's on Roosevelt and Berwyn's. So really excited of that, but we've been practicing a lot, as you can say. So,
I was going to say, just blame us for any voice cracks.
I know, because if I was listening right now, I'm like, what's? I sound like Robert F. Kennedy.
It's all good. We love having you here.
That's
Jeff.
Political humor for us.
No, I dug it.
I'm firing.
Yes.
Firing off all the stuff.
Nailing
topical.
It.
You nailed it. Morrow Provisions. Okay, morrowprovisions.com. Where can people find it? And which restaurants have you partnered up with some restaurants? Here?
We got some great restaurant partners. We're in great grocery stores. We're in all of Pete's, all of Caputo's, a ton of independent grocery stores, growing by the day, growing by the week. So it's been very exciting. But you can go to our website and look up for a store locator to see what actual grocers were in, but restaurants like our biggest customer, and it was like out of left field, and I went there and it is fantastic. It's called Crazy Pour, and it's in Addison, right? Okay. Emily Addison, my sister is here. She works for me. She's also my co-host on our podcast, Come On Over, And she runs, you know, a lot of day to day for Marl Provisions and her brand. But where's Crazy Pour again?
Villa Park.
Right by the Jewelry Exchange.
Out my way, Glen Ellenish.
Right? Every time I hear Villa Park, it's from the commercial.
Right by the Jewelry Exchange.
That's how you know he listens to the radio. That's
and every
fantastic.
Time I hear Westchester, I think, Scott's Pet Shop! In Westchester. Remember Scott's Pet Shop?
See, this is a
there?
Chicago guy. He grew up here. He understands it all.
Well, my aunt used to take us to this Westchester Cafe, which is right next to Scott's Pet Shop, which is like an old Bavarian place where you get the schnitzel and then the basket of those bread dumplings that you smother in gravy. Yeah. Nice light lunch.
Yeah. You need a nap after one of those.
We had an old coworker that used to work there, Brad Foray. Do you remember?
I did not know
that. Scott's Pet Shop?
Yes, he did. I'm pretty sure of it.
I wonder what happened to him. They lost square footage. Anyway, Crazy Pour is a great. They put it in their stromboli. They put it on their stuffed pizzas. They have great pizza menu there.
I feel like Jardinere has really what people use it for. It's so much more than just your beef. These days, I think people are getting creative on how they can use it in more dishes because we love it so much that it doesn't have to just be on your beef sandwich.
Yeah,
you could put it on so much stuff and really elevate a sandwich or a dish.
It is. It's really. It's having a moment, right?
That's good.
And thanks for, you know, the bear and hopefully me just being a national spokesperson for this, you know, table staple, as we call it, and beloved, you know, jar of peppers that Chicagoans love. I'm like, my goal from day one was just to be the guy to bring it to the rest of the world. Not to, obviously, everybody wants to be successful and make money and, like, you know, be in everybody's fridge, but it would be so wonderful for everybody to try this, because everybody who tries it, right? And if you don't like spicy, we got the mild. If you like the sweet, we got the honey G. There's something for everybody. Every time someone tries it, and our Italian beef, it's instant love. It's an instant love affair. And so it's not, it's just, the, like, you see my shirt right now, it has a phonetic spelling of Jardinera. That's the hardest part about this, is telling people on the coast, in other states besides, like, the Midwestern region, not only what it is, but how to say it.
How to say it, right.
I'm getting
some Chicagoans might not even know how to say it.
Jardinere.
I was going to say, my New York family needs that. And I saw you went out to New York and did something with Cat's Deli.
Yes.
There was a collaboration there. Talk about that a little bit.
So I know got hooked up with Jake Dell, who's the third generation owner of Cat's Deli in New York, right? Very famous. Pastrami, corned beef. I mean, at the place you walk in there, they're serving a million people at once, and there's a million more in line.
Wait in the line. It's worth it. It's
so worth it. It's just a joint. You get big platters of fries, and you get these giant sandwiches with fatty, melt-in-your-mouth meat. And it's one of my favorite places, and I got hooked up with them, and they're like, let's do a collaboration. We'll put your peppers in our Katz's kit to help kind of bridge the gap between, you know, for lack of a better term, the egos in New York and the egos in Chicago, right? The you know, the proverbial second city in perpetuity. And we want to kind of meet in the middle and use this box with hot dogs and smoked turkey. And, of course, their famous pastrami. But the pepper being kind of the common uniter here. And it's a – I mean, I'm talking – you can go to Katz's. Delicatessen.com and order it now, but shipped to your door in 2 days, and it comes with so much food that you'll eat for a week, and it's like the best of the best, and it's got our honey G in it, and a pepper of your chin, a Jardinere of your choosing.
The TV side for you, your the Food Network, the Kitchen is one of my favorite cooking shows because it's four cooks hanging out, cooking, talking food, eating, laughing, like that's. That's like my dream right there. Like you're just hanging out with people who know how to cook, who know food. What's the whole Food Network TV life been like for you? And what else other than the kitchen? What should we be? I know you did the sandwich.
Yeah, Sandwich King.
Sandwich
for
King
years.
For years. What's the TV life been like for
well,
you?
Well, I mean, the kitchen, we are about to, I think, start next, or September, early first week in September, our 39th season.
Wow.
And I think that'll take us to 500 episodes. We've been doing it since we're well over 10 years. We've been filming that show, and it's just so much fun, like you said. It's... You know, I'm being paid to be a class clown and cook and eat really good food from really great chefs and just yuck it up. It's a blast. It's on every, you know, 10 a.m.s like clockwork every Saturday on Food Network. I hope it keeps going forever. It's our baby. We love to do it. And they, you know, Sonny, Jeffrey, Katie, they're my friends. You know, we text all day, every day. So we're excited to see each other. And then usually like a week and a half, 2 weeks into production, we're like, all right, see you guys.
See you later.
Enough of this. All this. I'm sick of all you people. So it's like a family, right?
Yeah. But I do love, because you do highlight Chicago quite a bit when you guys are discussing food. And yep. I love that. You bring it to the national profile for
Well,
everybody.
They're all East Coasters, you know. I gotta mm-hmm. represent. And there's nobody else on the network that... There's nobody, when you break it down, fine, you look at Food Network, nobody lives in Chicago that is a full-time Food Network star, for lack of a better term, or a host, right? I made it a point to live here, stay here, raise my family here in the same neighborhood I grew up in. I think that kind of adds to, I don't know, maybe the authenticity of who I am, but it's just better for my life and better for my son and better for my wife. And that, I think, shows in the performance, shows in the food. And, you know, I love it so much. I just can't not talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's real. And I'm not like one of these, you know, jamokes that, use us and lose us and then move once they hit it. Or maybe grew up somewhere else and cut their teeth there and they wear a Bears hat and then they're living in LA full time. You know what I mean? Like, I pay the taxes, man. I pay Cook County taxes, brother. You know what that's like? I sent my kid to school in the city. He goes to St. Ignatius. It's But you know, I love it because right now I'm looking out at Navy Pier, and it's like this most beautiful city in the world. And when I get to shoot some of these other shows, like I go out and do Holiday Wars, which is the cake decorating show that I host, where you know. I'm not playing a cake expert on there. I'm just kind of, you know, the color commentator, I guess. But sometimes I do got to, like, judge these people who have spent 14 hours constructing an 8-foot edible, you know, elf in a sleigh race with Santa out of fondant and sugar work and cookies. And I'll be like, nah. Yeah, the fondant's a little lumpy. You're going home. Pack your fondant. You're going home. So I get to go do that, and that's in Utah, and then I'll go do the kitchen again. I just got done with a couple seasons of Worst Cooks in America, mm-hmm. Celebrity Editions, which will air in the new year. And so they keep me very busy. I'm a busy guy, but everything I do, I love.
Right. It's all centered around food. Speaking of food, Chicago's Best Beef Tournament, sponsored by Moro Provisions and our friends at Toronto. We are down to the championship round, Jeff, and in Chicago fashion, suspicious activity in the semifinals of the tournament, where some changes had to be made. Some suspicious voting totals came in overnight. Within an hour. A whole lot of votes came in, so we had to make a decision.
So how do you know these votes were potentially, allegedly fraudulent?
So I can go a little behind the scenes here. On our website that we use, we have this system that can actually track the IP addresses, the locations they came from. And so when I saw that big spike after, you know, an episode of House of the Dragon with my wife, we saw this...
House of the Dragon.
House of Hot D. House of the Dragon.
It's no wonder you're...
You know, I was already stressed out going into this.
Hacked.
Exactly. So I take a look, and there are thousands of these emails, and they're just first names over, like rotating for the first and last names. And you see there's thousands coming from the same IP address, and they're all from this place in Bangladesh. So at that point, you're kind of like...
They went through Bangladesh for this.
Wow.
Somebody paid some money. And again, I don't think either of the two businesses that were benefiting from this had anything to do with it. I think it's a crazy fan. But we just made the call that the places that were leading, which are our championship competitors, Babo's and Fat Ricky's, they were well ahead. They were going to win that contest going into it. So we made the call that they should advance. And we respectfully said, you know, Bona and Mr. Beef, you guys are great. Maybe don't need the promotion here. Your run's going to end here. So, like, our defending champ, Bona, they're out right now. We love them still. It's okay.
Wow, the Bangladeshi Beef debacle 2024.
Remember where you were moment. Exactly.
I mean, only in this is, why would I leave? Why would I move to the coast?
More proof that we are very passionate about our
passionate
food.
Passionate is the word.
Someone went through Bangladesh
can you imagine
to rig a beef tournament at WGNRadio.com.
Can you imagine that, like, backroom meeting going on at, Bono? Being like, all right, what are we going to do here, guys? We got to rip up numbers. This, everything's riding on this. And then the one guy's like, you know, I got a guy. You're like, who's the guy? I got a guy in Bangladesh.
I got a Bangladesh.
You want 3,000 votes by midnight? I got a guy. I got a vote guy.
You got to wire him a few bucks, but we can take care of this.
Let's follow that paper trail.
It's just a meeting in the back of like an Italian deli somewhere.
Oh my God. Dude,
pantry
I don't even know.
Or in the cooler.
Now, like, if, okay, now I'm, you know, whatever. This is all allegedly, obviously.
Yes.
And I'm just picturing myself, if I was on the line, it was mm-hmm. like my moral provisions, whatever beef yeah. stand was about to win the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
Do I have a couple uncles that might, you know, right. unbeknownst to me?
Am I going to get a phone call or a knock on my door? Maybe.
Think, you know, wink twice right. if you don't want this to happen. Right, right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. one of those things. Yeah. And then next thing you know, right, you got the trophy. Is there – what's the prize, by the way? As the official sponsor, I should know what the prize
is. We started – we have plaques now, right? Did we do a
we
pizza?
We did a trophy for the pizza one, so I think we're going to have to work on that for this one. There will be a presentation and everything, which we should do.
That's great.
I think we team up. We talk to our friends.
Maybe like a golden Italian beef or something.
Right, or like a big roll like from Toronto with yeah. the jardiniere on top of it. It'll be fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, but, you know, all these places that since we posted that lost along the way, like their fans have commented, well, now I know how I lost. I know how I lost.
No.
I took a look. Everything else was legit except for this one.
Right. And just to be clear, as Mike said, nah, we don't believe any of these businesses were
involved
here. So
it's just funny to think about them being involved in making that call. I just love it. I can't get it out of my brain.
I will write that pilot.
Or it's
that'd
like
be good.
Simple. I bet it was as simple. It wasn't even talking. It was like a guy with, he's like, I'm going to, like my dad, like, talking into his phone. Hey Siri,
and it's
how
a flip
do I
phone.
Give my son extra votes?
Right.
You know, and then next yep. thing you know, you hit the maybe second link because you're naughty,
yeah.
and then you follow that down a path yeah. to Bangladesh. Well, crime does not pay, everybody.
That's
remember
right.
That.
So that brings us to our championship round, sponsored by Toronto and Moro Provisions. Mike put this bracket together, and 64 beef spots. I know you've had a chance to kind of look it over. What's your commentary, your analysis
I mean,
on the tournament
first of all,
here?
Mike, well done. I
Thank
mean,
you.
Just when you thought there's not enough beef stands in Chicago. I mean, this is not even all of them. And
right.
there's some heavy hitters in here,
yeah.
obviously. You got the Johnnies of the world. You got Scatchels, Sorelli's, you know, obviously L's, Conte di Savoia, which is, you know, I grew up eating there. It's next to my dad's office growing up on Taylor Street.
Jay's is a very popular
Jay's is
spot.
Huge. Obviously, Mr. Beef on Orleans.
Yeah. Five different Luke's.
I mean, they're all fighting. Can you imagine those meetings? The blood was shed on a slicer.
Speaking of Game of Thrones.
New Harlem Avenue is never going to be the same.
Nope.
Franny's Beef, of course, Marco's. Like, so many. I mean, Mikey did a great job. This
Thank
is
you.
Legit. Like, anybody. First of all, like, you guys should just. I know this is available online. I don't know where you can find this, but I would yeah. print this out. And if you someone's like visiting, being like, choose one. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, because this is, you can't go wrong.
The city of Chicago should just put this on their website.
I was going to say another t-shirt idea.
The Tourism Bureau can just That's post good. This on their link.
Thank
so
you.
So final
that.
Round is Bobo's and Fat Ricky's. Voting goes through Thursday, Mike?
Thursday morning. And we will close the vote, and we're going to call the winner on our next episode. So
it'll be Thursday, July 18th. You yep. guys have a couple of days to still vote. And Jeff, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for sponsoring the Beef Bracket.
Man.
And we would love to have you on again. This was
I love it. You guys are great. I love talking shop and food and everything. Come see my band, the Jewel Bags.
The Jewel Bags
in Berwyn, on Roosevelt.
Fitzgerald.
And check out the Come On Over podcast.
Come On a podcast with a host with Emily. It's very Chicago-centric. We mostly talk about food and TV. And follow me on Instagram at Jeff Morrow. Watch my shows. Go to Morrow Provisions. What else can I plug?
Yeah, what else you got? Watch him
know.
On Food Network because he's always on Food Network.
I'm so tired.
The kitchen.
Listen to me. What am I doing here?
Any other collabs coming up, those things?
Yeah.
There's
Actually,
some
yeah.
giant ones we can't announce yet, but
okay.
it's game-changing,
yeah.
not only for Morrow Provisions, but also our Chicago food in general, so I'm excited.
And I do love, I think I mentioned that Morrow Provisions, you guys have pizzas people can buy, too.
We have
frozen
pizzas. Yeah, frozen pizzas. You can find those in Pete's as well, a bunch of other
awesome.
Places. Look at our store locator, but you can buy them online as well. And a pizza kit that we send with our homemade, it's unbelievable, pizza ranch, which
oh.
is a buttermilk dill ranch formulated for pizza. You know when you swipe that little crust through the stuff that's something. Next to the wings there, and they get a little on the pizza?
My wife would love that. She is a ranch on pizza person.
It's good, too, and it's just like perfect amount of flavor for that. And we have a cup and char pepperoni and honey G and Italian beef sausage chardonnay combo.
This sounds pizza. Wonderful.
It's the best frozen pizza you'll have. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. You heard it here first, folks. At MorrowProvisions.com. That's Jeff Morrow. Thank you so much for coming in.
You guys are welcome. Good luck on the beef bracket.
And that's Jeff. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.